89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition. How many years now have we been discussing the 1,4-dioxane plume that emanates from the old Paul Gelman property and into our groundwater aquifers? I began working in this area back in the late 1980s. It was an issue then when it was Gelman Sciences. Here we are in 2014, and cleanup is incomplete, and the plume has spread. How is it that environmental regulations have allowed for it? Well, my guest this morning is State Representative Jeff Irwin. The 53rd District Democrat from Ann Arbor has introduced some legislation in Lansing that's going to attempt to better address these issues. Representative Irwin, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Your drafted legislation and proposed legislation to try and move this issue forward and at least better address remediation issues, correct?
Absolutely. The cleanup at the site has been dragging on for many, many years. As you identified, I first came upon it in 1999 when I was elected to the County Board of Commissioners and heard a presentation from Roger Rail at SIO Residence for Safe Water, and was just amazed at the lack of stringency and the lack of success with the cleanup. So I've been watching this cleanup for many, many years, and you know, just recently, the DEQ had an opportunity to update the cleanup standards to include the best available scientific data, which would certainly make the cleanup considerably more stringent. And when they weren't willing to do that on the schedule that they should have, I introduced legislation that would require the DEQ to update their cleanup standards regularly.
And they've kind of publicly come forward and said, well, we will do it this year.
Yeah, they took a lot of pressure last year for not doing it as part of their regular update process. I can't imagine why they wouldn't update their standards to include best available science. But when they didn't, myself and really the whole Washtenaw County delegation and hundreds of citizens from Washtenaw County all joined together and went up to Lansing with letters and public comment and legislation to try to urge DEQ to update these standards with the best available science.
And the best available science shows that 1,4-dioxane is at least 12 times more cancerous than we thought just years ago.
Exactly. When I first came upon this cleanup, the cleanup criteria for 1,4-dioxane was set at 3.5 parts per billion. And quickly thereafter, during the Engler administration, they moved the standard up to 85 parts per billion. At the time, I was surprised by that. I think a lot of the activists around Washtenaw County were surprised that the standard could leap up so high.
Well, that was part of the whole dismantling of the Lana Pollock polluter pay issues.
Exactly. We moved away from a philosophy where we're going to be more protective and more precautionary about the dangers of these toxic chemicals in our environment to a strategy that was more reliant on you know, what you could prove could hurt people, sort of like what we dealt with the cigarette smoking in the 50s and 60s.
Have you had any personal talks with, I guess it's the one person left at the old Paul Gelman site on Wagner Road?
Yeah, exactly. They have one employee left there.
That's in charge of an entire cleanup.
Yeah, they shut down their business there just last year and fired the balance of their employees. And so there is just one employee left out at the site there on Wagner Road, and he is the scientist who runs the cleanup.
And you've had no personal contact, and we have no idea what his role is in further addressing the remediation issue?
Oh, no, I have spoken with him, and you know, they're continuing to pump and treat water out at that site. They feel that they are doing as much as they can to address this cleanup, but when citizens have been waiting for 30 and 40 years to see this issue addressed, I think there's a feeling on my part that more needs to be done.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with 53rd District State Representative Jeff Irwin about the Paul Gelman 1,4-dioxane plume in the Ann Arbor area and what may be coming down the legislative pipeline to better address the issue. Now, when it comes to environmental cleanup, one of the most effective ways for a business or corporation to limit exposure and impact is to go through the court system, either trying to win a judgment or come to settlement for something less than originally mandated. That says to me, or suggests anyway, that a business model that in a business model, litigation is a far more cost-effective way to address environmental issues than being accountable and remediating the problem. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, that's a troubling observation about the way we do things here in America. And I think that's one of the reasons why certainly me personally and so many other citizens here in Washtenaw County are frustrated with the lack of progress on this cleanup. You know, here is a company that that polluted the water underneath our community. It polluted people's irrigation wells. It polluted the city's drinking water well. And we've been unable to get that company that's responsible for this filth to get out there and make it right.
And millions have been spent in battling this through the court system and making sure that remediation standards aren't increased. Might we be much further along if that was money that was actually applied to the problem?
Oh, yeah. There's been millions spent on lawyers and consultants to come in and try to prove that, you know, their pollution isn't going to harm enough people to justify a more stringent cleanup. And those dollars really should have been applied towards cleaning up the problem and arresting the growth of the plume. And that's one of the reasons why I'm trying to encourage the DEQ to update the standards to be more in line with what the scientific data leads us towards.
Even if it does, wouldn't the model just continue that they could continue fighting and litigating and not following through?
Well, they will continue to fight and litigate, but if that standard gets moved down to where it should be, somewhere in the single digits, what is going to be required, hopefully, through the courts and through the DEQ, is that that edge of the plume, that more work be done to prevent the edge of the plume from advancing, particularly from advancing northwards towards Barton Pond or from advancing southwards toward where the city has considerably more drinking water wells.
Once again, this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking environmental cleanup, corporate responsibility, and governmental regulation with State Representative Jeff Irwin. And beyond this particular incident and more into the broad conversation, regulation is often viewed as a burden by business, a burden that inhibits growth and prosperity and ultimately drives consumer prices up. This difference in philosophy, is that true in your opinion?
Well, I think there's a real difference in philosophy about environmental regulations and how stringent they should be and how much the government needs to play referee in the market on these types of issues. And I think this situation we have with the Paul Gelman plume is a good example of how sometimes when industries are dealing with very, very dangerous, very, very toxic chemicals, they can do so much damage to the environment that you just can't put the genie back in the bottle. There just isn't enough money, and there just isn't the technical capacity for these companies to clean up their messes. And that's why we need to have the government out there making sure that our regulations are protective of the environment and public health going generations into the future, because these companies just do not have the incentives to prevent these types of problems. And even if they did, mistakes are always made sometimes, and you just can't put the genie back in the bottle on some of these problems, particularly a groundwater pollution problem.
And to come full circle and right back into our water aquifers here at home, given the movement in Lansing, where do you expect the Paul Gelman issue to be in the next 12, 24 months?
Well, as a result of all of the citizen concern and as a result of the work that's been going on here locally and up in Lansing, DEQ has committed this year to update these pollution criteria for 1,4-dioxane. So I have every expectation. They've made that commitment to me personally, and they've also made that commitment publicly in the legislative forum. So I have every expectation that this year they're going to get that done. They're going to move that standard down to a level that is more protective of public health and more in line with the scientific data, and that will give us here locally the tools to make sure that this plume doesn't advance any further, particularly in some of the directions that could be most dangerous to our water supply.
Once again, thank you so much for your time and paying a visit to 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks for having me.
That is Ann Arbor State Representative Jeff Irwin. I'm David Fair, and this has been another edition of Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and you can find it every Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.